Life is filled with inspiration. Life is filled with desperation. Life is filled with actualization. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bailey, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with the thought for today. Now, I won't repeat my statement. You can listen to it back if you wish. But life is filled with all sorts of charming, desirable, imaginative, creative concepts that want to pull us away from whatever it is we want to do. And this morning, we had international visitors stop at our parking lot here, and they didn't speak English, and they didn't we didn't speak Spanish, and so we tried to help the lady. And it turns out that she and her boyfriend, or she and a friend, or she and somebody, were coming from the Mexican border across to here. And the male person abandoned her in the middle of the night, and she didn't know which way she was going, or what was going on, or how to get in. That's what she said. Now, she may have been a good actress, which is possible too. But and she was cold, and she was tired, and she was thirsty, and she was hungry, and so she came to our parking lot. Well, now, we all did our best to make her feel comfortable, and I went down and brought her up from the parking lot and brought her to a chair to sit down, and gave her some water that Ellen brought out, and I talked to her and asked her where she was going, and she said she wants to go back home to Calexico, to Mexicali, rather. And so I said, okay. I said, best way to do that is with the Border Patrol, you know. And she didn't understand me, at least she said. So I told Ellen, and we called a neighbor, and this neighbor has a bunch of kids, and we asked them if they spoke Spanish. And they asked each other if they spoke Spanish, and none of them spoke Spanish. Well, before they hung up, they said, just a minute. And one of the girlfriends of the children spoke Spanish. And so she was nice enough to talk on the phone to this lady and ask her what it was that she wanted to do. And that if we called the Border Patrol, if that was okay for her, which we would had already done, really. And so, but the Border Patrol didn't come for a couple hours, and so then we called again. And so she said that was just fine with her. And the Border Patrol came and told us that that's the story that we heard was the story she gave. And Ellen was just beside herself. We have seen the Border Patrol men, and they're men and women of various elements, various ages and various descriptions. But this was Mr. Handsome. This was Mr. Clean. This was Mr. Debonair, Mr. Diplomat, Mr. Everything Good. And he treated this lady with utmost deference and respect, checking out to make sure she didn't have any weapons with her. But after that was proven, then he was able to take her to the bureau and send her back to Mexicali. Now, we're all living in a world where we have compassion for one another. And we have to be careful with that compassion, because you are known by your compassion. And in the old days, when the Depression was in the United States, many people traveled around the United States since they had no money, no nothing. They would just eat whatever they could find and live off the land and see the country, you know. And they traveled on railroad cars, and they'd hitchhike, and they would go on trucks or whatever they could. And whenever they come to a house where the little old lady or whomever would come to the door and say, oh, you poor man, you can do some work for me and I'll give you something to eat. And so then he would do some work for her, mowing the lawn or whatever, and then she'd bring out a pumpkin pie and nice sandwiches for him, and he would eat like a king, and he'd say, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then she'd give him a couple more sandwiches and a paper bag to take along so he'd have some for dinner, and give him a bottle of beer maybe and some water and what have you to take along. I mean, you know, he was high on the hog. And so to thank her for her courtesy, He took the white chalk or white paint that he had in his pocket and made a big X on her gate. So that every other person who came along looking for getting something to eat or a job or something for temporary would stop there. So you can be sure this little lady was quite busy with people coming in asking. Well, now this is what happens with the international travelers. They come and they, if you give them water, give them food and are nice to them, they'll tell everybody else. And pretty soon you got everybody and his brother coming to your door wanting to have treats and being fed and on their way to illegally enter the United States, which is a total no-no from the immigration department. And it's not the immigration department's concern so much in that respect, because the immigration department really are not too diligent in collecting these international travelers, but they're looking for drug smugglers, and they're looking for terrorists. And because right now they're looking for these other people, they have to be very careful. And if they see you treating these people with deference too much, you're liable to get a bad name for yourself. And then they think that you're hiding something. And so you have to be careful. You can be nice. We tell people as they go through here, they're welcome to turn on our water faucets. You know, we have them all over the 100 acres here, and they can go anywhere they want and get a drink of water and have fresh water. It's as fresh as the water we drink, you know, and fill their bottles and do what they want to do. But so often, these people, you let them fill their bottles, and then they leave the water run. And so all of a sudden, your big tank of water is all empty because they didn't turn it off. I find this true as I go out to our distant road where we have the water, and oftentimes the faucet is open and it's just dribbling because that's all the water that's left in the tank. And when I close it, then the tank fills up again. So I just turn off the distant faucets because I feel if people are that disrespectful of the distant faucets, they don't need to have them on at all, you know. But this is what we do to ourselves. We are disrespectful too often of the generosity of the world. We're disrespectful, number one, of the generosity of our divine self. Our divine self says, ask whatever you will, and it'll be given unto you, according to your belief. Now, we don't believe that our divine self can perform. We don't believe that our divine self can give us perfect health, give us perfect abundance, and give us perfect harmony and friendships and all these other beautiful things, you know. We don't believe it because we say, I wish. We say, wouldn't it be wonderful? Instead of just learning to operate the divine law. Now, we learn to operate the law of working with our international travelers and with other people who are begging for help, and we don't want to be known as an easy touch. So we learn that quite nicely. But let's learn about putting the cause in motion for whatever it is we wish for ourselves. And there's a way to do that. There's a way to do it. And it's called being one-pointed. And, well, what is it we hear? Because of your much persistent begging, I will give it to you. You know, I will let you do it because of your persistent request. Your persistent begging. The Bible has many stories like that. And parents, they give in to the child that persistently is on their back. I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it. And finally they say, go take it, do it, you know. Go look at that bad movie that I don't recommend to you, give you nightmares, and go do these things. You see, the persistence wears down the no. Well, that's what it is with us. We have within us the belief that we have to be ill or unhappy or have a lack of relationships and so on. We believe that's where we have to be. And so then that's how we live. But when we start saying to ourselves, I have perfect harmony in my life. I have perfect harmony in life. I am perfect harmony. And then we keep saying it and saying it and saying it until all of a sudden that's the only thing we believe. That's the only thing we know. That's the only thing that we hear ringing in our ears, ringing in our head. And that's what we should all be having in tinnitus ringing in our ears. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And when that happens, then the great joy of fulfillment is there. Then all of the the burdens of the misunderstandings are gone, and all of the lack of limitation and illness and other things that might have been appearances in our life are no longer appearances, because we're no longer concentrating on the lack, we're concentrating on the abundance. So, today you can set that cause in motion for yourself. Today you can be persistent. Now this little lady who was abandoned by her gentleman friend, whoever it was, got this far. Now, we're over a mile from the border now, just a mile exactly, actually. She was at the border of our land. And so, that's a mile from the border. Now, she came 1 mile. I walked 3 miles several times before breakfast every day. And she came 1 mile over rather rough terrain, but not impossible. I walked that terrain myself every now and then. And she came through, but she got panicky. Now, why did she come in the first place? Because to be with her friend? Or did she come because she wanted to come to America and work? If she wanted to come here to work, she's got to have a stronger attitude than that. She's got to believe in herself. And she got farther than her friend got, probably. Her friend probably didn't. Or maybe that was those 17 wetbacks you saw walking across our land yesterday. And she was perhaps a member of their group, and she got tired and couldn't keep up with them. That's a possibility. But regardless, but she gave up. If she had been persistent and wanted to keep on going, we would have said to her, hey, go that way, go, And then we're not about to catch people or stop people. We don't want to encourage narcotics dealers, but we can pretty well, if a man stops, be gone, If a woman stops, you're a little more gentle. You're a little more courteous to the idea that perhaps she would like to have a little helping hand. And so you encourage her to go your way, but you don't do anything more than that. You say, believe in yourself, believe in yourself. Now, we're going to work on our Spanish. And one of our Spanish words is going to be, believe in yourself, how do you say it in German? Glaubensick, believe in yourself, believe in yourself. And another Spanish phrase we'll probably learn is, go north, young man, young girl. There, north, head north into the United States if you want. But leave your weapons, not here, but no weapons, no none. But you see, even there, we put the cause in motion. And as far as we're concerned, everybody walks around our property, not through our property. Mm-hmm. They walk around our property, up on the hill, over on the mountain over here, and there's tons of acres on either side of us, Indian Reservation, but Bureau of Land Management property, National Park Conservancy, and tons of land that they can walk through, and far better for them than our open area here, where they can be seen too easily by the Border Patrol, who loves to cruise our paths here. But, you see, we're in charge. What do we believe? Can we say, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, and get to America? Or I think I can, I think I can, and be healed, and experience wholeness, experience abundance. And Sylvie, how do you say about abundance?
How do you independent wealth.
Oh my God, yes. I'm independently wealthy. Now, you see, as Sylvia says I'm independently wealthy, she has to also think, now where am I going to keep it? what bank is she going to put it in? And does she want to have it in her credit card or checkbook or both? Or, does she want to, where does she want it? And like in Harry Potter, and he went to this one room in the bank, and this is from your mom and dad. And
wow.
He said, well, you don't think your mom and dad would leave you without any money. Charming, just very charming. But that's life. So let's believe in ourselves. And let's put that cause in motion, and let's have a wonderful life by knowing that we are absolutely fantastic, we are glorious, we are wonderful, we are rich, we are healthy, we are whole and perfect. We are the epitome of all that is the purest, the most beautiful, the most wonderful, the most fantastic that the world has ever seen. And if I speak to you another 5 seconds, I will have given you another 15 minutes of lovely thoughts. So have a good day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.